What's the biggest thing that you guys try to accomplish on this bye week?
I think the fundamentals, like just even being out there today, it kind of had like a training camp feel, you know, of obviously we have 16 games to go over some things that we didn't do well. So, but still just, you know, chance to go against our offense a little bit and just to be out there just competing. You know, we can't game plan three teams, so we can't come out here and say, you know, this is this team's period, isn't it? Like, you just can't do that. So it kind of gives you that true training camp where, you know, you're just trying to get better at no matter who you play, you need to do that well, whether it's leveraging man-to-man coverage, whether it's run technique up front using your hands, whether it's our lanes and coverage and special teams, just doing those little things that are definitely going to come up sometime, you know, in these next games or game, I should say. And we don't know when, but when it comes up, it'll be probably a huge play or a huge factor to decide a game. So, you know, that's why this bye week's always been big for us since I've been here, as long as we kind of use it in the right way.
Devin, how's the continuity of this coaching staff contribute to the success of this team, especially as you get to the point of the year?
Karen was asking me, I think we're just spoiled, so we don't even understand, you know, how much that helps. You know, like I talked to my brother who's had a ton of different, you know, defensive coordinators or head coaches, and, you know, I don't think we fully get that because we have had it, you know. And, you know, obviously I wasn't here when Josh was first here, but, you know, being here with Billy O and then Josh coming back. So, you know, I think everyone here in this building puts in a lot of time and effort to put the team first. And I think that's where it all kind of starts. And it's been great, you know, especially for me to be here with, you know, all of these guys now I know very well, you know. And, you know, I think it's always great when you come back in April and it's like, all right, you know, how can I get better on little things? Because I already know the big things. I already know the scheme and all of that. So very fortunate. But, you know, NFL is very fluid transitionally. So things are always happening. We'll see. But, you know, I think it just puts even more emphasis on how you have to take advantage of each year. We always talk about it's a one-year kind of guarantee to be with that team, and you want to take full advantage of that.
Can you ever imagine this defense without Matt Patricia or Brian Flores?
I wish I could tell you I even think that far in advance. I'm honestly just trying to prepare for this snow day tomorrow.
Speaking of the snow day tomorrow, how important is it for you to express on some of the plays that Bill Belichick doesn't handle your weight despite the snow?
You know, this day and age, the social media world and the different things I have, I think everyone has probably seen it. He's mentioned it, that he doesn't care. Don't call and say your car got stuck. Don't listen in. I think everyone knows there's two hotels up here at Patriot Place. So stay there for the night, find a way. But, you know, I tell guys, like, wake up earlier, you know, especially if you don't have a garage or something. Wake up, go clean your car out. But I think guys know, like, we're in the NFL, playoffs. I think everyone kind of, if you've been here for a week or 2 weeks, you kind of get that, you know, this guy Bill that talks every day in the morning, he doesn't play. So not much needs to be said about being here on time and being ready to work.
I know it was the year before you got here, but
like that, like, I saw that on ESPN, you know, I knew not to come late. You know, I found a couple nice places that were about 15, 20 minutes away my rookie year, and I was like, I'll do the 3 minutes away. You know, so I think guys know that. You see it. You see that around the league when you're in college. You know, your season's usually over by now except for a couple. So you're following that. Everyone follows the NFL when you play in college. So guys know, and, you know here is the one place where no matter what time of the year it is, if it's not going well, you'll get fired. So, like I always say, the goal every day is not to get fired. So, guys know that.
How much into running afoul of Bill and potentially getting fired, is it also a matter of being accountable to your teammates?
Definitely. You know, you talk about winning games and being in tough situations, and, you know, a lot of that comes down to you trusting your teammate that he's going to do what he's supposed to do. And that comes from practice repetition, from being with these guys in the locker room. That comes from when it's a hard day for any of us to get here, you know, guys find a way to get here. You know, we got guys that go through all family issues and personal issues, and they might have to take a day or two. And in a reality, they should really be away for a month. But because of their love for their teammates and being accountable to the team, they come back and they work. And I think you got to think about that stuff when it's a day where, you know, you got to drive. So I'm not telling you to drive like crazy and crash to get here, but, you know, wake up a little earlier and make it a priority of you. For yourself.
How much of this weekend for you is about unplugging and kind of getting away and kind of maybe hitting the reset button a little bit, but you also want to be mindful of not stepping too far away, you know, kind of keep your mind in the game?
Yeah, you know, to me this week is not as much as about unplugging, just because, like, we got one more game left. You know, I don't really think you need to unplug to play in one game, you know, so you unplug too much and you come back and you're not ready, that's the end of your season. So for me, you know, it's just having free time. So the cool part of waking up with my daughter and stuff like that. But, you know, like usually for the bye week during the season, I might watch 20 minutes of football on Sunday. But like this weekend, I'll be watching the games and seeing all of that and probably having to do some chores around the house that my wife makes me do. But you know, I think for guys, it's about having free time and if you need to go see a family member or get home for the weekend. But I don't think it's kind of one of those situations where, you know, like early in the season, we played 8 games and a chance to unplug and reset. You know, right now it's about preparing to play your best football that next game. Because I guess, you know, it's only a couple of us that were still here with the last time we lost in division round. But you, like, that's tough. You know, losing the AFC Championship sucks too, but you know, to put in all that work to get a bye week and then you come back and, you know, you lose that game. Like my rookie year is kind of like, well, you know, you just sit there and saying, I wish I did more that week we were off. So, you know, you just want to keep preparing to be ready to go.
So you will watch the games on TV?
Yeah, man, like I don't have nothing else to do. So I'll watch the games and maybe we'll get together or something with the guys and watch the games.
Devin, we heard a lot today about Matt Patricia's passion and intensity. Is there an example that comes to mind to you in regards to his passion and intensity?
There's a lot of examples. They usually have a lot of curse words and yelling at us. But I just think the thing to me about Matty P is his consistency with his energy and passion. Matty P never really kind of rolls with whatever's going on, whether it's, you know, like over the last how many weeks where we've been playing good and all that. Like, we come from a game, and Matty P comes in there Monday, and he's pissed about the Atlanta game when they scored on a 2-minute drive. I think it was that game towards the end of the game, or at one point in the game, they scored in a 2-minute drive, and like everyone was so happy. We gave up just 7 points that game, right? Yeah. And everyone was so happy that, you know, we played Atlanta, we only gave up 7 points. And Matty P was pissed, you know, and he was just, and that's what we watched the next day. We came in here and we watched that drive on, you know, how we didn't have to give up those points. And to me, that's him. Like, you're not going to get him to lower his standards. He expects the best out of, you know, the first group we put on the field, the last group in training camp, in the spring. You know, we got cursed out in the spring for giving up touchdowns in 7-on-7 red area where the ball started at the 7-yard line, you know, and Matty came in there and he ripped us. So, you know, I think obviously as players, sometimes you get mad at that, but if you're wise enough to realize that, you know, that's what helps you become a better individual player and collectively a better defense.
How important is Pat Chung's role in terms of covering tight ends?
Well, I would say Pat's role just of being able to cover tight ends, slot receivers, running backs has been huge for the most part of you can kind of, you know, when you play free safety and you're able to cancel out coverage things like, hey, Chung's not going to really need my help. You know, that frees you up a little bit more. So I think it's great for us as a defense. We can sit there and say, hey, Chung's going to cover that guy. And, you know, you guys know in this league, a lot of weeks you're playing against some really good tight ends. So his ability to do that all year in multiple different roles has been huge. And I think the thing he does well is he's always ready to go on, you know, no matter what role that is in that game, and even if it changes halfway through the game or for a series, he's always able to do that at a high level. And, you know, that's been huge for us.
To hold opponents below 20 points a game in each of the past 4 seasons, what does that year-over-year consistency mean to you?
What did we do?
20 points, under 20 points a game for four straight seasons.
Yeah, really, I'm not used to it. You know, early in the season, you guys were coming in here asking me about giving up 35 points a game. So, you know, you hear 20. Yeah, you know, I think the thing is we put a big emphasis on the red area and points. You know, even, you know, Coach Daly said it today. BD said, you know, I don't care about the stats when we're talking about the running game. You know, it's about execution. You know, it's about playing with technique, our hands inside. And, you know, to us, that is what it's about. You know, he said he played on some teams where he had the best run defense in the NFL. He said we were at home. We didn't even make the playoffs. So I think that's something we always talk about. You know, when it comes down to why we play football, we play to win. And at the end of the day, when you have more points than the other team, you win. So defensively, it's all about not giving up touchdowns. It's about trying to keep them off the board. And, you know, we've seen in games where we haven't kind of played the way we want to play throughout the game. But if we were able to play well in the red area, we kept giving ourselves a chance to win the game. And it's funny, I just told Flo today that when I talk to media, I quote him as much as possible because he does a red area and he always says, you know, every time we get a red area stop, we're closer to winning the game. And to me, that's happened over and over this year because a good amount of times this year defensively, we haven't been that good. And that showed up when we needed to play good in the red area and we were able to get stops. We were able to complement each other. Our offense come and have a big drive. And, you know, we give up three, they go get seven. And now the pressure's back on. And then, you know, we come and we get a red area turnover. And then we go score. You know, now we keep them at zero and get seven. You know, that changes the game. So I would say that's something that we do pride ourselves on. The points per game and trying to keep that as low as possible. So hopefully we'll continue that throughout the playoffs because we'll definitely need it.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.